Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Zeitgeist Eater, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I've been noticing an uptick in Chinese American women angling to get with men domestically in the United States. This spawned a thought experiment. One way to co-opt a culture would be to end one-child policies, raise girls domestically in our own culture, and then export them to the culture of the adversary, where the men in that adversarial culture are dissatisfied with their local women. So instead of aborting girls, they could turn them into utilities by raising them as NPCs with manners, and then just ship them off to the dying cultures of their adversaries. The general idea is that Western women, or their local men for allowing it, have created a vacuum that an adversary could choose to fill, Yuri Bezmenov styles. This isn't so much a conspiracy theory as it is a plain observation of potential. I know you're partial to thought experiments of this nature, so I thought I'd pass it along for you to play with. Have a good one. Well, Zeitgeist Eater, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put a link to your YouTube channel in the description so guys can check out your message. As for China potentially exporting their highly limited number of women overseas, that doesn't really make much sense. Women are rare over there, and they want to marry them off and produce babies and keep the population in China from crashing, which is about to start. One country out there that's done well to export its women and marry white males are the Philippines. I think Chinese women in China want to work on their careers nowadays into their 20s and early 30s, and then marry a foreign man that lives over there and have kids with them. Most of those foreign men don't know that she's no longer marriage material at the age of 27 or 28, and thus he believes she's good until 35 or 40. Isn't it ironic? East Asian women remain younger looking for longer than the Caucasian women, yet socially they're unacceptable for marriage when they're still at their peak beauty. How about that? The two-child or even three-child policy in China is failing. They're already starting to ban abortions and vasectomies. So playing a thought experiment of China sending its NPC women abroad to marry white males to destroy their Western adversaries is the last thing they'll ever do. Every womb has its weight in gold in that country. So there isn't and there won't be a conspiracy to send their excess women to destabilize the West, unless those women are maybe leftover women. If anything, I'm predicting that China will soon start rolling back Western technologies to get the birth rates up. But the problem is that all this has to do with urbanization. The more people live in cities, the less kids they have. That's the trend everywhere. It's the human-mouse utopia experiments. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to China exporting its precious women to the West to destroy the West clown world show. I've been seeing more videos recently from women claiming that only weak and pathetic white males go overseas to find a bride. This shows me that Western women are not happy with Western men rejecting them and leaving for other countries to find women. At the very least, they see foreign women stealing their friend-zone simps, and they want it to stop. But women compete for men, and they seem to believe in an equal playing field. The male spoils go to women that are the best manipulators, it seems. I've seen an entire group of women turn their backs on a female friend that lost it when one of her other friends stole her boyfriend. They saw her as a sore loser. As for Chinese or Japanese women, for that matter, many of them see white males as having higher social status because of their skin color, and they're more masculine due to higher levels of testosterone on average. It's the same thing as black men finding women from other backgrounds more appealing, in many cases, because they have lower testosterone and are therefore more feminine. Plus, an added bonus is they won't scream at them while throwing their shoes at them. Many white males also prefer East Asian women because they're thinner and more feminine than Western women these days. Plus, their vagina is tight as an incel with a death grip on his schwing-schwing, while giving himself a fap job. So many males in the West see Chinese wives as preferential, and Chinese wives see the same for white males. But not all Chinese women are equal. The YouTuber duo of ADV China both married Chinese brides and brought them back to the United States. Here are the women. ADV China's Winston, his doctor wife, has a great face, and she's the woman on the top left. Matthew, his wife, Ty, is on the right, and that's not a face I'd be happy waking up to every day. With Chinese women, because their bodies tend to look very similar, you have to pick them based on their face and personality. Although I've been seeing a lot more fat East Asian women over here in Canada. Mostly Koreans, but some Chinese as well. And it's only getting worse. If you think about it, why would the CCP want to export its women so they get fat and then come back to China to visit family and friends and make obesity a normal thing over there as well? I don't think the Chinese comprehend how a modern way of life that promotes the empowerment of women is leading to their birth rate collapse, and that it would actually have happened with or without their one-child policy. If they never introduced the one-child policy, then the 20th century would have certainly belonged to China, because then they would have had a population that grew for another 20 or 30 years. But it wouldn't have grown forever because China has urbanized rather quickly, and that would have driven things down as well. It still may be China's century as they ditch the US dollar and have mostly stopped buying US treasuries. The US Federal Reserve now has to monetize its own debt, while China is getting busy buying up other assets, including real estate, as well as fertilizer and rare earth minerals. So the Chinese aren't weaponizing their women. And I don't think any country would, because with regards to birth rates, demographics are destiny. What they're doing instead in China is weaponizing the dollars America sends them, and are using said dollars to buy productive assets up all over the world. The Chinese have figured out that the United States is not good for its debts, and therefore will probably default by printing money and devaluing its currency. That's what all the inflation you're seeing right now is most likely linked to. The CCP might not be smart enough when it comes to understanding feminism and female nature, but it's smart when it comes to understanding economics and how the US has basically used China for almost 40 years by sending them dollars backed by nothing, in return for a never-ending stream of cheap tchotchkes. As for Chinese women, the way I would grade their looks is based on their faces. Most of them have bodies that look almost identical because their culture expects them to be thin and trim. But changing the way your face looks is a lot tougher. Plus, Chinese women get the advantage of choosing from Western men with blue eyes and blonde hair. That's something exotic that they won't be able to get in China. The not-so-mystery link is with Winston and Matthew from ADV China. Matthew says that the Chinese internet called his wife hideous with a monkey face. The Chinese internet also said that Winston stole one of their most beautiful women, and then it's a waste that she went to a Western man. Matthew fills in by saying, until they find out she's divorced, and then they'll gladly let Winston have his pretty leftover woman. As for Chinese and other East Asian women coming into the West and marrying men, obviously Western women don't like this. The way they don't like the Ukrainian women coming in as refugees either. They don't like the idea that skinnier women with better looking skin are snatching up their men with their snatches. In China, the men will let foreign men take the leftover women because they have no use for them. But in the West, white women don't want women from other races taking their leftover incel men, because those men are a free source of attention and a ready supply of emotional tampons. If those men disappear, then they have to dump their toxic emotions onto the men they actually want to be with, and risk alienating themselves from them. I guess to some extent Chinese men keep their women on a leash by keeping the idea of leftover women going, as well as having very high standards. From what I hear, even Chinese simps and incels won't take a leftover woman these days. They would rather go to Thailand or Vietnam and deal with the shame of having a non-Chinese foreign bride with what many Chinese people call monkey face, instead of being with the used up over the hill Chinese woman. Chinese women like Russian and Eastern European women have had to live up to men's high beauty standards if they hope to marry a local man. So if they meet a Western man with much lower standards, they can take advantage of all the effort they put in to get the Chinese men they wanted, but fail to get. ADV China says that Chinese men don't treat women as equals, but that the average white foreigner male is more attractive to women than a Chinese man is. Even an ugly blonde man with blue eyes is considered attractive in China, no matter what he looks like, because the Chinese have a hard time grading how good-looking a white man is, because for many of them, we all look the same. So looks maxing is definitely a viable strategy in East Asia. But the problem is that you as a Western man has no idea if being with the average-looking Chinese woman, to her, you're the best that she can get. No one is going to tell you your actual sexual marketplace value over there, especially the women you're with. Zeitgeist Eater talking about the CCP sending Chinese women to destroy the West sounds kind of crazy. But it could be possible that they send individual women to the West to marry men high up in the government or corporations, and that way they can spy on their adversaries and gain access to exotic technologies, steal it, and then send it back to China. For example, what if Zuck the Cuck's wife Priscilla Chen, who fled Vietnam with her Chinese family, was actually sent out by the communists to come to America, where she would try and get married to the smartest Western man possible, and then send those secrets back to the country? It makes more sense to send your most attractive women off strategically to the West if you're in China, to try and marry the smartest men and then they can steal ideas from them. After all, most sim husbands share everything with their wives these days. She can share everything she learns from them with the CCP as well. Chinese women are also obsessed with their beauty way more than Western women. People find pale skin attractive in China and not tan skinned. That's why you see so many women carrying umbrellas not for the rain, but for the sun. ADV China mentioned that they knew a skinny ginger person in China that would have been considered a 3 out of 10 in the West, but the guy was voted the most beautiful of all of the Chinese students and staff. The faculty couldn't differentiate between white people's looks easily based on the sexual marketplace value scale in the West. Even any old white woman in China will be seen as beautiful. So you think that white women would flock over to East Asia to get married, but if they do, then they won't get relationships that last very long. If you're a woman from European descent, they're just used as Kung Pao chicken cum dumpsters. ADV China also says that Western men usually fall for the first Chinese woman that gives them attention, because the average Chinese woman is much better looking than the average Western woman, because they aren't overweight and they have better skin than white ladies. White men also seem to have a hard time telling the difference between a beautiful Chinese woman and an ugly one. Also that the Chinese don't really have an issue sending their leftover women to the West or to be with foreigners. My ideal Chinese woman would look very similar to Winston's wife. Looks-wise, he married very well, but she's a doctor and probably has higher IQ than him, and probably controls him rather easily. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Zeitgeisteater for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Zuck the Cuck's secret CCP wife smashes him with a strap on while he swears back to her in Cantonese while he's on his knees. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Chinese spies with cooches trying to marry the West's most successful tech entrepreneurs so the CCP can steal all their secrets away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.